Last week you spoke about the halachot of tzniut, and tonight you are going to finish the halachot of tzniut and part of the halachot ichud, which is that also consider the halacha of modesty, that is not only for women. The men also need to know the halachot of ichud too. Putting makeup up for women, obviously mutar, no problem. And the Gemara tells us that the person should put makeup as long as they're doing it for their husband. But if they're doing it more than they're supposed to, but they're doing it for outside world, not inside, then there's a problem with that. Therefore, a woman should, and it is advisable to put makeup and make themselves beautify, but as long as they have proper intention in mind, then it's not a problem. The same thing with putting perfumes. Putting on the perfumes also is not proper if it's more than what they need, and obviously for men it's not a proper thing to put perfume at all. For women it is good and it's fine, but as long as it's not going to draw the attention to themselves. As we said last week, most of the halachot of tzniut is the it's part of it is the isur, which is prohibited. Part of it is not advisable to do. This halacha, putting perfume, because you are going to draw attention to oneself, one should not put perfumes on if it's more than they're supposed to. Same thing, a woman should not put the powder on their face if it's going to make their face too red, and that also make they draw attention to themselves. But if it's again in a modest way, it's fine, and again it's advisable, should do it, it's not a problem at all, but has to be in a proper way. Putting lipstick also the same way. One should do it in a proper way, and has to be done in a way that is not going to draw attention to themselves too. Same thing, putting nail polish on their nail, that also should not, one l'chatechila should try not to put a red nail polish, anything that's red. Now the Gemara says that a woman should not put red clothing on. The reason is because by putting a red clothing, red, anything red on, they're going to draw attention to themselves. The same thing, putting a red nail polish or very red lipstick or red powder, anything like that, they is going to draw attention to themselves, and the one should stay away from this type of thing. The rule is that anything that you think that the world is looking for that idea, the men are looking for something like that, and you know that any woman's attention is to draw the attention of men to themselves, that you have to stay away from. Now there's a very important question that a lot of frum women have, is a woman should go to a doctor which is a man, or they should look for a woman doctor, especially for OBGY. It's advisable to go to a woman doctor, but if you know the doctor, the man that is available is the best doctor, and the attention that is going to give to the baby is going to be much better than the woman doctor is available, then one is allowed to go to a man doctor. But if both are equal and the woman doctor is as equal, as good as the man, then one should choose a woman doctor rather than going to a man doctor. Now also, one, when you're choosing a doctor, a man doctor, one has to make sure that the doctor that you are going to is not known for peritzut. No, it's not known for ideas, which is, you know, some doctors they don't have they are not modest, and they have the non-modest ideas in their head, and a woman should stay away from that type of doctors. Because when you're choosing a doctor, the chatechla should be a woman, but if you are choosing a man, at least the man that you are choosing, it has to be a man doctor that is modest and understands and knows where the limitations are. When a woman goes to a doctor, which is a man, then one should make sure when you go in to the room that the door should not be locked. Could close the door, but it should not be locked. But what happens if people are sitting in a waiting room? Then you could lock the door as long as there are people, more than three people are waiting in a living room, in a waiting room. Then you are allowed to lock the door if it's necessary. If it's not necessary, by just closing it, then that should be enough. Now, if a woman's husband is in the city, then if they want to lock the door, that also could be mekel, and they could lock the door for that purpose also. But lechatchila should ask a doctor. It's not necessary. If it's not necessary, they should not lock the door. Should just close the door without locking it. We know the halacha is that one is not allowed to put themselves in danger. One halacha one should not go for a surgery if it's not necessary. But if a surgery is necessary, then you have to do it. You have to do it. But certain surgeries are not necessary. For instance, plastic surgery. Plastic surgery is not a necessity for anybody to have. Now, that's for men. For women, is something else. If a woman is looking, let's say a woman is not married yet and they need to have a plastic surgery for shidduchim purposes, then they are allowed to have. Or if a woman is doing it for shalom bayit, and their husband, they want him to do a plastic surgery, depends where and what and how dangerous it is, and every part of the question has to be dealt with. But if the doctor says, listen, you are going to put yourself in sakana, it's dangerous for you to do that, then one should not take a chance for surgery like that, which is only a cosmetic surgery, then it's not a proper thing to do. The question is that is a woman allow or should or is not preferable to visit a sick man or vice versa? Is it a sniut? Is it proper for a woman to visit a sick man, or is not a proper thing to do? The question is that by a woman visiting a man or man visiting a woman, are we dealing with the halacha of ichud or no? If you are going to somebody's home and a woman is visiting a man, a sick person, you are allowed to do that. It's not a problem as long as you are not over the isur of ichud. The isur of being alone with the man is observed, and the halachot of tzniut is also observed. So you can't say because the man is sick, I don't have to worry about the halacha of ichud, and I don't have to worry about the halacha of tzniut. It doesn't matter what the status of that person is, one has to worry about these two halachot properly. Same thing, the idea of giving gifts. A man is not allowed to give a gift to a woman that is not his wife, or his sister, or his mother. That's it. That's basically it. They is not allowed to give a woman is not allowed to give a gift to a man which is not her husband or her father or her brother or grandfather. But more than that, one is not allowed to give gifts to people that they are not immediate family, that you know for a fact that by giving a gift there is not other ideas involved. I just have to clarify one thing. I don't think it's necessary to clarify, but it's important to clarify if somebody listens to the tape. There is no idea of friendship between man and a woman. That doesn't exist. We are just friends is nonsense. Either is your husband or is a friend. There's no question of friendship. In a Torahic way, there is no idea of a man and a woman, they are friends. The idea is either they are husband and a wife, or brother and sister, or father and daughter, or grandfather and daughter. That's it. Or two people are working in a place that is workplace. It doesn't mean that the man has any right to talk to the lady that works there in a not proper way, or the woman thinks that the man is my friend, is not, we just having a coffee together. Nonsense. That doesn't, in the Torahic world, the ideas like that does not happen. And therefore, if somebody works in a corporate world, you have to be careful. Having lunch with a man that is not your husband, or again, brother, or father, or grandfather, or things like that, is not a proper thing to do. It's not done. And we know it. I don't have to explain that what could come out of this type of behaviors. And therefore, anybody, a man or a woman, I'm not saying only a woman, men also, there is not a proper idea for a man to be friend with a woman. There is only a business relationship. You are a professional relationship between two people. It's fine. More than that is not fine. It's not proper to have a relationship between two people that they are not. Have a relation of husband and wife, or brother, sister, and father, and daughter. Otherwise, one has to stay away from anything, even a little bit of this type of things. The Gemara says, "En apotropos la arayot," which means when it comes to arayot, it comes to prohibited relationships. There's no gimmicks. There's no playing. There's no game. You have to stay away from anything that could or maybe come and get close to this type of ideas. But one has to be very, very careful sending a card, sending a book, sending matanot and gifts. It's all nonsense. It does not work. Nobody heard of such a thing. In a Torahic world, a woman does not send to another man a gift. A woman does not send to another man a gift. That is not done. It's not proper. If a woman works in a place that there are men around, and it is possible that or you could smell that things could go wrong, you have to get out of there, right? Even if you don't have a parnasa to get out of there. I don't care if you have to get to. After staying in the government help, it's better to stay in government help, to stay with the work, with the job, that the job could, chas v'shalom, endanger a marriage or endanger relationships. That you don't stay in a situation that it could come to that idea. I mean, the bederach klal is better for women not to work in this type of, I understand that we have to work in a corporate world, understand that this is the reality. And there's nothing wrong, but as long as there's no danger involved for a husband or a wife that they work in this type of settings. A woman is not allowed to take a haircut by a man, and a man is not allowed to take a haircut by a woman, and there's no heter for that. The only way that is mutar is that a man is allowed to take a haircut from his wife, obviously when she is tehora. If she is not tehora, he's not allowed to take a haircut from his wife. And if the wife is allowed to take a haircut from her husband if she is a tehora. Because if they are not, then they are not allowed to do that either. Therefore, going to a barber shop, which the barber is a man, or vice versa, a man going to a barbershop, which is the barber is a woman, is not allowed, and is asur. Afi alacha is asur to do that. Even giving a brother giving a haircut to a sister, or a sister giving a haircut to the brother, is not advisable. Is not the best thing But we can't say it's asur for sure. But one should try to stay away from that. The shahat ad hak, if there's nobody else to do it, then the brother and sister is fine. But otherwise, one even should not. The only time is mutar, husband and a wife, only if they are, if there's no problem of nida involved. A woman, lahatachila, a woman should not give lectures for men, only men. If there are women, they're also, that's fine, but just giving a lecture for a woman is not, should not do it. A man is allowed to do that, obviously, and for the various reasons, that man is allowed to do that. A woman dancing in front of men is asur. Therefore, if women are going to a wedding, that obviously there is no proper mechitza there, women should not dance in that wedding. If the wedding is in a way that men could be watching, and the mechitza is in a way that is not proper tziniut there, one should not participate in the dancing of that wedding if it could come to makshir, to cause for men to see it. We know that the kol beisha erva, then a woman is not allowed to sing for men. Therefore, if there is a group setting, a woman should not sing, it's not a sinyut, and that halacha applies from a girl which, from the age of 11 up. From age of 11, a girl should not be singing in a group if the men are listening to it. If there's only four women, it's not a problem, but if there are men involved, then should not do it. Therefore, Friday night, if you're singing at the table, there are other men are sitting there, a woman should not sing for Shir Shabbat, and the most Shalom Aleichem or Reshet Chayil or any other song that they sing, they should not sing it if there are other men sitting at the table. Now, the question is that if a woman allowed to sing at home, let's say you're just at home and you're sitting and you want to sing for yourself, and there is a non-Jew in that house, are you allowed to sing there if the non-Jew is listening to it? Meikar Adim said Alakha is not a problem, because the Alakha of Kol Isha Erva is only for a Jew. For a Goy is not a problem, and therefore a woman is allowed to sing if the Goy is going to listen to the song of a woman. But if the intention is for this Goy to listen to your song, then it shouldn't do. If you don't have a pure intention for singing, then don't sing. There has to be a pure intention that if the Goy listens, but there has to be again. You understand what I'm talking about? Shaking hands, a man to a woman to man, is asur. It should not be done. Now, the question is that if people that they work in the corporate world, or they have businesses or offices, and you are a saleswoman, you're selling stuff, and somebody comes and wants to shake hands with you, what do you do? The best thing is I never had a problem with this idea. Tell them, listen, I'm sorry, I can't shake hands. So they understand it goes on. That's the best possible thing to do. But if they can't, then they have to, you always put your hand in your pocket or walk in the back like that. No, you have to play around that you shouldn't come to that situation that you have to shake hand with another man. The same thing with men. Men is not allowed to shake hand also with a woman. Now, a question comes out, I don't want to embarrass that person, right? That's really the question comes up to me. A lot of times, a man comes and shakes one of his hand, and they want to shake your hand, and to tell them that I'm not doing it, it could be that embarrassing them. I mean, most of the time it's not embarrassing. If you explain to them, it's not embarrassing at all. But if that is really embarrassing, then you should ask your rabbi how to deal with that. I don't want to give a clear psak that I said the women are allowed to shake hands with women. I'm not saying that. Therefore, if a person has a specific issue with that, then they should ask your competent Orthodox rabbi. But that's only regarding shaking hands. But hugging and kissing, no, under no circumstances is mutar to do that. That's namashisur hamur. Therefore, the men and women, they have to stay away from any type of things that has to do with that. Even that your intention is to say shalom aleichem to somebody, that's also is asur. The issue that there is only regarding shaking hands, which is that's the shela that you have to ask only if sha'at ad-dachak with somebody that you don't know how to deal with it. That's you have to ask your rabbi to deal with that. But the other things, the kissing and hugging, there is no heter whatsoever to do that. Now, regarding a man or a woman kissing the opposite sex, a daughter is allowed to kiss her father. A father obviously allowed also to kiss her daughter. A mother is allowed to kiss her son, and the son is allowed to kiss her mother. That also includes, even if the daughters are older, even if they are married, the father or the mother could kiss their daughter or their son. It's not a problem at all. Now, the same thing, a grandfather is allowed to kiss their father, granddaughter, or the grandmother is allowed to kiss granddaughter or grandson too. It's not a problem. A brother kissing a sister, as long as she is young, is not a problem. But once they are older, they should not do it. So what I mean by older, by over 13 years old, they should not kiss each other. They should not could shake hands, but they should not kiss each other. Now, kissing kerove mishpacha, like let's say a daughter-in-law, a mother-in-law, uncle, aunt, any of these things, or cousins, any kind of cousins, all of that is asur to hug and kiss under any circumstances. Asur to do that. Obviously, if all that is asur, for sure it's asur to do with that, to hug or kiss, and a man has nothing to do with this, with the karavay mishpacha, that for sure is asur, and there is no heter to do that. Now, some people say that there could be, is it mutar or is it possible to hug or kiss aunt or uncle? I don't know where this idea comes from, but it's not mutar. One should not do that, and is not allowed to kiss anybody, the uncle or aunt, in under any circumstances. Swimming. Mixed swimming, obviously, everybody knows, it's asur, no question. Now, the question is that, are you allowed to take your son to a swimming with other women? Or are you allowed to take your daughter swimming with other men? Where do you stop taking the kids to swimming? Let's say you want to take your son to swimming with other women, or the father wants to take their daughter to swimming with the other men. Now, the age that you should not take them with the other side is 5 years old. Over 5, you should not take the boys to the women swimming, and should not take the girls over 5 to the men swimming, because there's going. I mean, it's better not to do it at all. But if you have to do that, then that's the age that you should not do it. I mean, some say that has to do, some say 3 years old, some say it depends on the growth of the girl. Some girls they grow faster, some girls they grow slower, depends on that. But about five, then that I think five or six, that should be the cutoff that you should not take them to swimming. The other thing is that a woman should know when you're sitting with your in-laws, it should be done senior. A lot of times, a daughter-in-law and in-laws and father-in-law or mother-in-law with the son-in-law, they feel too much at home. They feel as no, it's my mother, what's the big deal? It's not true. There is surim involved. There is no difference between a father-in-law and a daughter-in-law, or a mother-in-law and son-in-law, with anybody else. They consider everyone. One has to be very, very careful how to act and how to behave in front of them with senior, with modesty. These are this is and there was shaking hand with them, or a lot of times I've seen, unfortunately, I've seen a lot of people do that. And even from people, they feel that with their father-in-law, their mother-in-law, it's what's a big deal. So I'm going to hug them or kiss them, it's not what's a big deal, like my father or like my mother. That's not true. It's not true at all. They have the same status like everybody else, somebody that's not your, like a guy in the street. Even though that you are close to them, the one is not allowed to. You have to treat them like they are considered a sore to touch or to hug or to kiss. Okay, now I want to talk about a few minutes for alachot ichud. You know that the Torah the alacha is that the man is not allowed to be alone with a woman. Doesn't make a difference. The woman is a young girl, or she's the oldest woman around. She could be 100 years old. Makes no difference. If she is over 3 years old, and a boy is over 9 years old, there's the problem of ichud. And doesn't make a difference. The woman could be very, very old, and the man could be very, very old. Still, the problem of ichud applies. And they are not allowed to be alone with each other under the same roof. It's asur to do that. Now, the question that this shayla is 3 years old, 9 years old, happens all the time. People use babysitters, they use their next door babysitter boy to come babysit for their daughter, and daughter could be 4 or 5 years old, and the boy could be 10 or 11 years old. Is a mamash isur ichud, or could be the girl could be 12 years old and the boy could be 9 years old. There is a problem of ichud. Therefore, when you start looking for babysitters, you have to find out if the age that you are choosing to serve as a babysitter, are they in the category of proper age to be a babysitter. Is not a problem of ichud involved with them. The isur also of being alone with another person that includes anybody that is not a karav mishpacha. Therefore, the people that you are allowed to be alone together is a person is allowed to be alone with grandparents, with grandchildren, and with parents. Brother and sister is not that portion. I'm going to explain brother and sister, but these are the parents, grandparents, and grandchildren. These are the people that they could be alone together. The problem could does not apply. Now, what about brother and sister? Brother and sister, they could be alone as long as it's not the kibiyut, it's not a permanent thing. Which means, let's say brother and sister, they want to be roommates together. They are not allowed to do that in a permanent basis. If less than 30 days, they could be together. More than 30 days, they have to be separate. They cannot be a roommate. They cannot live together for a long time. They have to, they could do it, let's say your brother comes to your house and they want to stay with you for a while. Right? That's fine. For a week, 2 weeks, that's fine. But as long as they are not going to stay there for more than 30 days, it's not a problem. Now, the Rav Moshe Feinstein says that if, let's say, a brother wants to take care of a sister, or a sister wants to take care of a brother because they are sick, they cannot take care of themselves, then you are allowed to be together for more than 30 days. Also, if they want to live together permanently, he says that it's fine because they are sick. But otherwise, if they are not sick, then it is a problem. If two brothers, they want to live with their sister, even permanently, is okay. But again, you have to. The problem with that is that brothers and sisters, even though that there's not a problem of improper behavior, but it could get there. Unfortunately, in today's society, everybody understands that things could get out of hand. And the one that's Chazal, Chachamim, they knew that much better, that they understood the human behavior more than anybody else. They understood how things could get out of hand. Therefore, the halacha of Yichud is one halacha that even the outside world understands, that how important it is to follow the halacha of Yichud. Also, it's asur to be alone with the aunt, uncle, cousins. All of these people also, one is not, or in-laws, or brother-in-laws, all that is asur to be alone with. Also, one is not allowed, let's say a woman marries a man, and the man has a son, has a child, that also is not allowed, you are not allowed to be alone with them. The same thing, somebody adopted a child, one is not allowed to be alone with the adopted child also. If they a man with a girl that is adopted, or a woman, or a mother with a boy which is adopted, they are not allowed to do that. Now let's talk about how are you allowed to be alone with these people. Like with everything that I said is asur, there is a way to be that you should be allowed to be with them. Chachamim, they gave us a few guidelines. One is ba'ala ba'ir and petach patuach l'shut harabim, which means that if a woman is married and her husband is in the city, the woman is allowed to be alone with another man at home, as long as you don't know when your husband coming home. Then one is allowed to be alone with all the people that I said. You are not allowed to be alone. The other heter is that as long as the door is open, right, then you are also allowed to be alone with them in the house. Or let's say you can't leave the door open because it's cold, right? What you can do, you could tell your next door neighbor, please come in whenever you want without knocking. That also helps as a way to not that the things that I said is asur, then it's not a problem either. You are allowed to be alone with them also. Another thing for a man to be allowed with other women, if his wife is with him, not ishto ba'ir, different than the woman. A woman, if the husband is in the city, then she is allowed to be. Let's say a guy comes in, the telephone guy comes in to fix your telephone, right? And it's going to be there for a while. Or some guy comes in to fix your refrigerator, it's going to be your house for a while. You don't have to leave the house. As long as the husband is in the city, you are allowed to be alone with that man at home, and the guy is working, doing his job. For a man, let's say a man is the cleaning lady is going to come. A man is not allowed to be alone with that lady if his wife is in the city. The wife in the city does not work. Therefore, the only thing for a man works if he is ishto imo, which means that if his wife is with him, It has to be actually his wife with him, or the door is not locked. That's the way it helps for a man. But for a woman, it's different, that they are not allowed to be together. They need those helps in order to be alone. Okay, any questions?